A group of Florida teens say the state has violated their constitutional rights by not doing enough to combat climate change. They've sued the state because of it. A hearing was scheduled for Wednesday, but was canceled after the defendants agreed new documents could be added in the case. Still, the teens met in Tallahassee to discuss their side of the story. I'm Blaze Ganey.
We're basically saying that the state of Florida government and the governor, the commissioner of agriculture, and their cabinet has the legal duty, it's outlined in the Florida Constitution and something called the public trust doctrine, to protect our atmosphere.
Delaney Reynolds is one of the young plaintiffs. She says she wanted to file the lawsuit after seeing how the area where she lives has changed just in her 20 years.
I live in Miami-Dade County, and the county just above us is Broward County. The county just below us is the Florida Keys, Monroe County. And when we experience the king tides or the supermoon tides, you can't go to a single city within any three of those counties and not find flooding. There are streets that will be flooded in every single city in those counties.
Reynolds was 18 when she sued. The youngest plaintiff in the case is 12. During last year's King Tide event, part of Key Largo in Monroe County was underwater for 82 days. Last month, Monroe County released a report showing far worse news for the future.
Just last month, in December of 2019, the Florida Keys announced that they're not going to be able to save everyone's homes from flooding because it's so imminent.
The state has pushed for the lawsuit to be dismissed. It doesn't believe it should be considered by the courts. The plaintiff's lawyer, Andrea Rogers, explains.
They're arguing things like that climate change is a political question that only the legislative branch, not the judicial branch, should address.
Rogers says the teens aren't asking for the judicial branch to directly address climate change, but to urge the legislature to focus on renewable energy.
We're asking the court to order the defendants to come up with a plan that will then put their energy system into compliance with their constitutional obligations.
Delaney says in an ideal world, they would win the lawsuit and Florida would work on generating energy without causing harm to the environment.